and gentlemen, give it up for Phoebe Nix and company on stage. This is your 5-minute warning. Show starts in 5 minutes. Thank you. company on stage. Come on, let them hear it. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the first ever backstage comedy show. During the show, we ask you to keep your phones on silent and your table talk to a minimum. This month's topic is artificial intelligence. And if you have any questions you'd like to ask the panel, please text them to the number shown on stage. Now, are you guys ready for a comedy show? Make some noise for your host, Alan Bromwell.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Give yourselves a big round of applause for coming out tonight. Thank you so much. Listen, we're talking about artificial intelligence, and it's an interesting thing to me, because when I was a kid, they told us that the Mexicans were going to steal all the jobs. And now I'm an adult, and they say the AI robots are going to steal all the jobs. What's the solution? I think we need the Mexicans to steal all the robots. I think that's the only way we get out of this thing. Are you scared, really? Are you scared that they're going to come for your jobs? I'm not scared myself. Do you think a robot's ever going to do this shit? Think a robot's ever going to... Hey, man, I just got back from New York, and boy, are my burners hot. Hey, look at this. I read all your phones, and this guy up front, you're going to jail. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm not scared of it, man. I'm not scared of the robots taking our jobs. I don't think even if the robots do better, that it is going to be better. Like, I'm sure there's a robot that can hit a ball further than Tiger Woods. I'm sure they could probably fuck more women, too. But I still want to see Tiger do it. I want to watch Tiger fucking do it. I want to watch human beings. Like, do you even care what the robots are doing? Would you do that shit with robots? Would you have a conversation? Would you talk all day to Alexa? Wouldn't you rather talk to your wife? Okay, that was the wrong example. But do you really think we would spend all this time talking to the... It is interesting, by the way, that we named Alexa, Siri, all these robots that do all this shit for us now, they're women. That's a little sexist, don't you think? And what about the robot that cleans up your house for you? We named that one Roomba. That's strangely Hispanic. I don't know why they had to do that. That was a little much. Don't you think? We're just going to do all the robots are stereotypes now? What do you think? Would you buy a self-driving car if it was called the Yoko Ono? Listen, I don't think we're going to do any of this stuff, man. I'm not scared of it. All these robots are really trying to do is sell you shit. That's really what it is. And all these guys always ask me, if I hear one more fucking guy come up to me and go, listen, man, why do I keep getting all these ads for Blue Chew and Viagra? It's like, it's because you keep your phone on your end table and Google can hear that you're not making your wife come. That's why it's happening. Siri fucking heard her tell you, oh, it's okay, sweetie, this happens to everybody. What are the ads women are getting? What are women getting? That ad for OnlyFans? Because she can hear that he didn't make you come. I think that's all it is. And my message tonight is I don't think this shit is anything to be afraid of. It's something to make fun of. And I'm going to introduce you to our panel of comedians tonight. Thanks so much for being here. And how about Herman's Hideaway, everybody? Give them some love. We're going to bring up your comedians tonight. We've got, basically, you're watching four headliners for the price of one tonight. We've got an incredible panel for you. The first comedian I'm going to introduce is a good friend of mine. You've seen him on the High Plains Comedy Festival. You've seen him on Don't Tell Comedy. Make some noise for Nick Dean, everybody. Nick Dean. Second comedian on the panel tonight. You've seen him at the Improv. He's a Colorado native, a Denver native. Make some noise for Rick Bryan. Rick Bryan, everybody. On the other side of the stage, we will have another comedian you know from the High Plains Comedy Festival, from the Improv, from the Gong Show on Colfax. If you've ever seen that, you should go check it out. Make some noise for Anthony Crawford, one of the best. One of the best, everybody. And finally, who you've seen performing, no doubt if you've seen a comedy show in Colorado, He's got a new album out called Jokes I'm Doing Here Tonight. This is available on all streaming platforms. Make some noise for John Novosad. John, heavy man, Novosad, everybody. So, by the way, I just want to mention this fucking artwork tonight was made by artificial intelligence. And
well, I know who I am.
This is supposed to be...
Yeah, you're the one with the ponytail.
This is supposed to be Eliza Schlesinger right here.
I thought that was me.
Yeah.
And Rick, sorry, we couldn't get you in there. But anyway, let's get going, man. By the way, if you guys have any questions tonight, please text them this number, and we will get to any audience suggestions at the end. But getting into it tonight, we have AI and job security. The first thing we're going to talk about, this is the shit that they want you to be afraid of. AI and job security, the robots are coming for your jobs, your McDonald's drive-thru job, your fucking customer service job. Are you guys scared for jobs? Should we be scared about our jobs? What do you think?
No, I'm a man with skills. I'm good. I'm a Mexican fucker. We're good.
Fuck that. Take the jobs. I don't want it. You know what I mean? Why would I want to work?
That's what I feel like. Why? Let me. The robots take the.
There has been no instance ever where a robot has been funny outside of Johnny Five.
Damn, Johnny Five.
Deep cut. Thank you.
That's good. I will just say, if a robot can make me a sandwich, I'm gonna fucking eat it, man. I mean, you know,
the robot or the sandwich?
Well, because if you're at McDonald's and there's robots, I don't eat McDonald's. But I'll tell you this: I'm a vegetarian. But if a robot made me a Big Mac, I would eat the shit out of that Big Mac.
It's going to be the cleanest Big Mac you could eat. You know?
Yeah, it's going to be made by a robot. That's historic.
Who's they that are afraid of their jobs being lost?
That's what I mean. Who's afraid of what job are you not wanting a robot to do?
I've just heard writers. That's the only thing is writers are worried about their jobs being taken.
They were using AI to do their job. That's why. Right. Yeah. And then everybody found out that they weren't actually writing.
If a robot can write your article better than you, fucking just get out of there.
Hell yeah, I wrote my bio better than I did. I was like, fuck it, bring it.
I still think it's funny. Remember when they made the Jeopardy guys go against a robot? And then they were shocked the robot won. You know what I mean? Like, it was Watson. I think that was what the robot was called or whatever. Y'all don't watch Jeopardy? Damn, I'm a wild product.
I do.
Jeopardy.
I watched Jeopardy. I don't remember that.
I went up against a robot once. And I beat him. And I made him make me a sandwich. That made me laugh.
Ken Jennings is basically a robot.
Yeah.
To begin with. We're talking about highly autistic.
They say the more you use AI, it learns what you want from it. And I've just been using it to fight my wife. So she'll text me, and I'll be like, all right, I need a reply. It works, dude. She doesn't want to fight, and I haven't slept in the bed in 2 weeks,
dude. I was about
to
say, you ain't winning the battle. You ain't winning the battle.
Is that a real thing? You asked ChatGPT how to...
Yeah, dude, I asked it how to reply to you, and this is how I got here.
Oh, damn, you're playing IA roulette. That's worse than flipping a coin.
Did any of you see the George Carlin thing where they did a, like, George Carlin AI?
Do you know where that's coming from?
It was Will Sasso, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a show called Dudesy. Mm-hmm. It's all AI generated. Have you seen it?
You can't get it anymore.
I've been
watching. They got mad about it.
The show, the Dudesy. It's a podcast. It's every week. And Will Sasso and his friend Chad Colchin, I think his name is. I've been watching it for about 2 years now. Yeah, the AI, it's all AI. It's called Dudesy, and the thing is getting smarter. It's now talking shit to Will Sasso.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, it's about time. So
and it does what you said. It tailors it to these guys. So it has their emails, their text messages, all of their information out there, and then it uses it to platform. So Will likes to do a lot of, like, wrestling impersonations. So it has him doing a lot of impersonations, reading shit. But Will's like, nah, I'm not going to do what it wants me to. I got free will.
Hey, I can't do that.
Who the fuck is
so Will Sasso does every fucking episode. That is what you get if you watch Doozy.
That's scary
as
shit.
Exactly what Will
does. Wow, I got you. That was a great Will Sasso.
That wasn't artificial either.
But the whole thing is ran by it. Like, it tells them what to talk about. It stops them. Like, Will's like, hey, if it gets out of hand, we grab a cup of water, the battle's over. We pour it up. And it's, yeah, and as soon as he says some shit like this, dude, he's like, okay, moving on. I'm like, oh, shit. But now it's starting to adapt to him, and Will didn't watch the new Dune and wanted him to watch Dune and get back to him, and he's like, I didn't go watch it. And so he's like, oh, fucking free Will Sasso up in here. I was like, oh, shit. AI is starting to cuss. It's getting crazy with them. So I've been watching that develop over the last couple of years.
It's just putting rain jackets in his Amazon cart.
Right.
What I heard when I looked it up, it said that it wasn't even AI. It was just one of the dudes wrote a monologue.
See, I've read some shit about that too, but watching the show, it's Doozy saying that it's done this. It also did it before with Tom Brady.
What, Tom Brady talks?
Well, it made Tom Brady's voice do an hour of stand-up comedy. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh my God.
That must have been a long hour.
Dude. I didn't see that one. Like, I saw the new one that he did with George Carlin, but I didn't see the one with Tom Brady. And Tom Brady's people sent a cease and desist to Will Sasso and them. And then Will Sasso and them said, well, we're not going to do anything. This is all Doozy. And the AI said, all right, let's take it down. So, I don't know.
Oh, the AI took it down.
That's what they keep saying. People are saying it's in control of something, or the whole thing is it's an AI-generated one.
I know this is weird to do a plug right now, but I am opening for Tom Brady at the Improv in 2 weeks. So, come and check that out.
It's been crazy to watch, man. Yeah, that's why when you brought up AI, I'm like, I've been watching this shit. Me and John were just talking about this on Monday. Because we got a podcast we do every Monday called Stand Up-ish. Every Monday at 6 p.m. Tune in, everybody.
Okay, so as...
I got a plug,
y'all just
too.
Just plugging shit now? That's what we doing now?
As a podcast, as podcasters, would you watch an AI podcast? Are you afraid robots are going to...
I am watching an AI podcast for the last 2 years. It's called Doozy.
I genuinely didn't even listen to my podcast. So I...
Here's what I would say, and it comes down to if I know up front it's an AI podcast. In other words, there has to be some sort of weird thing, like it says about pregnant women and drinking, but it's in other words, it goes, hey, you're watching an AI.
Why did you bring that up?
Well, it's a warning.
Just all the pregnant women out there, like, please, no drinking. It bothers John.
But if you go into a liquor store, sometimes there's that sign that says, hey, if you're a pregnant woman, don't drink. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it says. All I'm saying is there should be a thing for AI that says
when
you're
was the last time you've been
AI
in a liquor store, John? They don't have...
All right, John's mom drank when he was in the womb.
He's
got problems with drunk pregnant ladies.
I'm telling
ladies.
You, that I've seen... I've seen those warnings. But all I'm saying is that there should be a warning that says you're watching an AI thing. And then if it's a podcast and I want to watch it, I'll watch it.
It's entertaining, it's entertaining. I don't give a fuck if it's a robot or...
Dude, could you imagine if AI took over, like, Crank Yankers or something like AI started prank phone
prank
calling?
Calls? Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's our new podcast.
You know what I'm saying? Or AI started sending dick pics.
Oh, my God. It's just nuts and bolts. Like,
bunch of black cocks is all that's going to
be. Yeah, huge black
that's
cocks.
The only jobs I'm worried about AI taking.
Okay. Amen. Well, moving on. Our next subject is privacy, which talking about dick pics and all this. You think that you think all these fucking robots listening to us all the time? Do you think these extra cameras and extra microphones on your iPhone? Who's watching us all masturbate? Do you care about this?
Mark Zuckerberg, dude.
Yeah,
he's definitely right.
And, Elon.
Right? And they're masturbating while watching us.
I'm a weird guy where I wish I could jerk off to porn of me fucking my wife, right? That's pretty rare, I think. But I'm too scared to
film
it. I
do it from time to time. I watch you and your wife's porn.
Nice, yeah. Dude. Hell yeah. It's just AI generated, so it's good stuff.
I thought that dick was too big for you.
It's black, too. It's awesome.
I was wondering why his dick was black.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's a fantasy, damn it.
I'll just say this about, you know, I have an iPhone, and I think it is listening to me, because the other day...
Here we go.
I was getting all these ads for penis extension kits, you know? And I must have said that somewhere into my phone.
Penis extension kits?
It's a whole kit.
It's just two boards and a rubber band for you?
Does that work?
No, there's a rubber,
rubber band and two popsicle sticks.
Yeah. There's some latex.
Throw a splint on it, huh?
Some super glue. And some glitter. All right.
We've gone from privacy
Man,
to dicks. I'm
eating like a plow horse up here on the panel tonight.
Who here has ever felt like they've had privacy?
See, nobody.
You got kids. You got a lot of kids, man.
Ain't nobody
that's why
feel
you don't
private,
have privacy.
I've been to prison. I would never feel private. They searched my butthole when I went to chow. I mean, there's no privacy in this world. Wow. That was before cameras were everywhere. That was manual labor back then. They had actually used it.
Yeah, I live in Cap Hill, and there was these. I swear to God, someone was peeping Tomming us across the building, and so one day I caught him, and then I seen that it was like a 20 year old girl doing TikToks at her window, and I was like, all right,
you were the peeping Tom.
Yeah, got me, dude.
He's watching this girl through her window doing TikTok dances.
I'm like, what are you looking at, motherfucker?
Have you ever gotten a creepy ad on
Always.
Your phone?
Yeah.
Dude, that's the thing. All I get are Blue Chews ads. I don't even know why I get those motherfuckers, but all I get are Blue Chews shit.
What kind of creepy ad are you talking
all
about?
All I get are penis extension kits.
These guys are over here trying to get bigger dicks.
What do you get ads for?
Okay.
I end up getting a little device for my car to where I can watch TV while I drive down the road. I thought that was pretty cool.
Did you do it?
Hell yeah, man. I'm watching videos and shit all around. Yeah, when I'm on road trips, fuck it. I'm watching movies. I can stream the Nuggets games live. It's
You're the piece of shit I've been honking at, huh?
I don't know. Why are you watching my TV?
Wow. Dude, remember apparently, when people used to have big ass TVs in like the back seats and
yeah,
shit? You could see.
Fuck yeah. I would watch it. I'd be like, hold up. Yeah. I like this. Shit. This part. Yeah, I'd follow people for a minute. Like, oh, shit. I ain't even going this way.
I valet parked cars when I was 18, and somebody left a movie rolling one time. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to be in this garage for 45 minutes.
The movie.
Yeah. You knew what he was doing. Yeah. He left a half-lit joint. I was like, oh, look at this fine gentleman.
Nice.
It was a good evening.
Yeah. Do you think the iPhone can tell when you're doing lines off of it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, dude. Have you seen those new
this
ads?
This is why you're getting these ads, Rick.
I ain't doing lines off my phone. I'll drop it, you know?
I feel like I am scared a little bit. I've never had a Alexa or anything, and I just had an Airbnb, and that's how you controlled everything, the temperature, everything. They were like, you got to ask Google, and I caught myself two hours in. I was like, Google, you piece of shit.
Oh.
I was going off on it. I was like, damn, they're gonna revolt against me first. Yep. I was like, damn. I felt like if back in the day, if I would have owned slaves. I would have been a bad slave.
That was a quick jump.
I'm just saying.
That was
saying,
a quick jump cut.
That's what it felt like, dude.
I was yelling at it two hours in.
I was like, man, I would have been.
He won't make
shit.
Eye contact with you.
I'm being honest. All right.
This is what I mean, like. Though. Like Siri, Alexa, Roomba are our slaves now.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I will say this, you guys. This is a little life hack thing. I have an iPhone. If you want Siri to say a dirty word, ask her to spell it. And I'd say like asshole. I can think of dirty words, but it'll go asshole, and it spells asshole. So that's the kind of shit that I'm doing with my spare time. I figured out how to make Siri say dirty words.
That does feel good. I dropped out of high school, and everybody was. I just, you know, you feel bad as a 16-year-old. You're like. damn, I'm not going to be able to spell. And now I'm like, I just talking to that motherfucker. I'm like, I knew I didn't need you motherfuckers.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm here, baby.
How are kids failing in school?
Fuck school. They failed us.
No, how?
All
right. There you go.
How's anybody failing anymore? Like, you have That's every true. Answer to every question in the world in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you're jacking off rather than getting the answers. You could have all straight A's. Stay in school, kids.
You could
fucking
do both.
Don't stay in school, kids. Get a new iPhone. That's what you need to do.
First through seventh grade should just be like, this is how you talk to Siri.
I can't imagine what kids got now, because I remember when I was in high school, the TI-89 calculator
sure.
was like fucking banned because yeah. we could just
do what you did.
Yeah, like fuck yeah. this test. I'll just do it all on here. And
right. see, that's what I'm saying.
How do you get a calculator banned in a
Well, so now you could go on ChatGPT and go write an essay about why Tom Sawyer learned his lesson or whatever.
Yeah.
See, this is why...
Without using the N-word.
But then...
I would have never read the book.
Nah, come on.
Put it in there. Make it realistic.
He comes back and says, I can't do it.
Any final thoughts, gentlemen, on privacy?
Oh, yeah, we were talking about privacy.
They're always watching. They are always watching you.
What was that fucking...
Who is watching right now?
Me. I'm watching you.
The camera's okay. on.
What was that? Wasn't it like a Shia LaBeouf movie or some shit that was something like
the
that?
Eye.
Like, the eye. That was it. Yeah, yeah. It's probably, man. That's why I don't own a laptop. Not because I'm broke. It's because I'm worried about that webcam.
Oh, sure.
But you're okay. looking into your phone, jacking off. Same. You're directly looking into the camera.
But it's just my face. It's not
you
all
You got one pointed me. At yeah. you. You got one when pointed I, at the mirror that's at looking at your butt yeah. naked. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's
one I go
you ever,
long
I like you ever catch your reflection while you're jacking off? That's not good. It's not good.
It makes me feel good that I know me and Rick Bryan both jerk off in the mirror now.
I didn't say in the mirror. All right, now he made it weird. I didn't say in the mirror.
You gotta make sure you're doing it correctly, man. Right it's like lifting weights.
I have a 3-camera crew when I jerk off. It's quite a production. Yeah.
He pays well, dude. I go. Yeah.
It's quite a production. Jerk.
All right, man. We're gonna lighten the mood a little bit. Next topic.
Porn.
Is that computers don't like us anymore.
Oh, no.
That's what happened.
Shutting it down.
AI this is what happened. AI, shut the fucking like show down.
There it is. Okay, here it is.
Whoops. Okay.
Whoa.
Damn, what the Star what Wars. AI war. This is the thing now.
That's
like fucking robots fighting each other.
Yeah, let them kill each other.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Yeah, dude.
I'm good with that.
But what about robots fighting American troops or troops?
Oh, know? They're going to slaughter us.
I mean, I think it's the other way around.
Us
I mean,
robots?
Unless we're going against
our robots,
Japan.
Robots
really,
are going to kill everybody if it goes that
us.
Route.
My question is, how are we going to waterboard these drones?
Will Sasso, grab a cup of water. Battle's over.
Is he going to fucking take out their hard drive? How do you torture captured
Ooh,
robots?
You go old school, Chinese water torture.
Just a drop at a time.
My iPhone's waterproof. What are you guys talking about?
I think.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
God damn.
Come on now.
It's a robot.
Be careful you what you wish for.
And
there,
it
right?
got Gorilla Glass on it. Or
We've seen the
called.
Movie, man. We love the movie. Terminator 2 still stands up. We know what happens here. We're fucked. Welcome to the
What
future.
Happens, though, when it's just robots from China fighting robots from Iran? What do we do with that? Do we just go back to the Olympics?
You fucking put
no,
it
we
put
charge
it on TV?
Tickets, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
We watch that shit. What do we do?
It's like the...
Let the robots kill each other. We'll watch it.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Shit. I'm all for it.
It's good TV. Yeah.
But here's the question. Here's the question then. So what was your example? Who against Iran? China against
China,
Iran?
Sure.
So let's say China, the China robots win.
Yeah.
What then?
Then they take out the people too.
Exactly.
Yeah, I
or
told
the
you we know
going to fight against the robots.
I still watch till it all goes to shit.
No, I'm still pay-per-viewing all the way down. The apocalypse.
Iran's robots are like falling apart because they're so cheap, and China's robots are real small. They're like coming over.
But they won.
What about a robot suicide bomber? What are you getting?
Those are Japanese.
That's a bomb.
That's a bomb. Yeah, it's just a bomb now.
It's just a moving bomb.
That's a grenade.
It's a moving bomb.
A bomb.
I don't know if you've been watching Ukraine and Russia videos, but they have the little robots that fly around and just fucking blow you up.
So, by the way, we're talking about these videos. I don't know if any of y'all saw this this shit, this Will Smith AI spaghetti video. Did anybody see this nonsense?
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
If you haven't seen this, this is interesting.
Is this where Drake shakes his penis at us?
Hey, Uncle Phil, come try this. Oh, that's hot. That's hot.
This part of my life.
This is why you're getting weird shit. What is
very strange.
Yeah, dude. He went downhill after slapping Chris Rock.
I genuinely have not seen all of this.
That's hot.
Okay. Somebody jacked off to this.
I'll tell you, the second season is better, man.
Don't ever do that.
Wow.
Keep my wife's spaghetti.
Well, he did it.
Fucking mouth.
Remember how good he used to be?
What the fuck am I doing with my
That's
wife?
Actually him eating spaghetti. Yeah. I think he just fucked with it. But is this a thing? Do you think this is going to be a problem? Do you think people making fake videos of politicians, celebrities?
Oh, absolutely.
Does that concern you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't believe it hasn't started yet. I can't imagine.
Will Smith, the second video of Will Smith was not real?
No, the 2024, he did like a spoof.
Yeah, just the video. Right. But that was actually him eating out on the later one. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, it looked
very
realistic.
He was actually eating those dreads at the end. It was disgusting. Right. All right, well, you know, hey, man. Who am I to question? I'm not going to question him. It fucking hit me, you know?
Yeah, man.
It was a little satanic, the ones in the bathtub where he was with the meatballs and stuff. I don't know what that was.
Have you guys looked at the AI photos? Have you really checked these out?
Oh,
the naked ones, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like
I was
weird.
I was showing him the one of Steve Harvey drinking and crying.
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen that one?
What the fuck?
How have y'all not seen
drinking and crying?
Everything's just a little bit
it's
off.
Yeah, it's just Steve Harvey fucking on a bench, fucking getting hammered and crying and drinking. And it's like seven different pictures.
This is what happens when comedians don't work during the day. This is what you end up getting.
I got shit else to do, dude. I ain't got nothing to do.
I just want to say, those Steve Harvey pictures were real, man. I got fucking drunk with him. And he started crying and shit, and I took those pictures.
So there's a show in Albuquerque, and she does AI. When you do your set, she'll take keywords from whatever you're talking about, enter it into AI pictures, and the fucking pictures that it was creating broke my brain. Like, I had to get out of the room. It was fucking with me. Because I was trying to figure out what I was looking at, and I was like, I don't feel right now. I started feeling all queasy and shit. Like, I had to step outside and get some fresh air because all these pictures were blending together, and whatever I was looking at just wasn't. My brain was like, "What the fuck are we looking at?" And it, I don't know. It messed with me. So, if you want to check that out, that's down in Albuquerque, down there at the Dry Heat Comedy Club.
You should try DMT, dude.
I did, man. I didn't like it.
It made me queasy.
The world started sucking in. I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna die. All right, this is it. We're over."
If they really had the AI to make, like, they should just Biden should just be a robot at this point.
Isn't he?
He really should be. Howie Mandel doesn't. He's got an AI box that he gets in, and he can be in the. He's still in a box in another room, but it's like live, 3D, to where he looks like he's in the room. He sounds like he's in the room. He can talk to you and everything, but he's not there.
Oh, it's so a hologram. He figured out how to do a Tupac hologram.
Well,
basically.
No, like it's way better than the fucking hologram. Like it looks like the dude's standing there. It really looks like he's standing in.
How
the box.
How big of a box is it?
It's like a big ass box for you to stand in.
God, that and a flashlight.
Speaking of big box.
Goddamn perverts. Perverts.
I saw it coming.
How big is the box?
Well,
how big do you want it, John?
That does bring us to our last topic.
What's in the box?
It's Howie Mandel.
Sex robots.
Bring them on.
Knew that was coming.
You knew this was coming.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man.
Have you ever encountered what do
They've
you think?
Already been going.
Have you ever been on Tinder and you get the message back and you're not sure if it's fucking a person or not?
Oh yeah. Oh, of course I know it's not a person.
What?
It's never a real person.
It's never a real
person. What the fuck are
you talking
about? Wait a minute, you don't...
That's what I'm saying. When they start, that ain't real.
Oh, nobody would start talking to you.
Look, I'm sorry. All of the women that automatically just hit me up and say, hey, DM me for some nudes.
Not real.
Nah, man, how do you know?
I don't know.
He goes for the nudes. He goes for the nudes.
I know. Because I'll fuck them all, man.
But is that a robot or is that just a perverted dude in Pakistan?
Oh, it could be a dude. You're right.
No, yeah, I've made a trip to Pakistan before.
John's lost a lot of money to some sick ladies.
I'm like, wow, this
John's
is not what
packed
I
a lot of stands. All right.
John's Googling ladyboys.
Wow.
I'll tell you right now, if there's going to be an AI robot, it better know how to clean itself because these fleshlights keep getting thrown away. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. What are you talking
Come
about?
Come on. You know what I'm talking about. You get tired. You let it sit there. All of a sudden, it's a different color. Oh, that's not good.
Hell no.
Have you tried the Fifi?
What's a Fifi?
Okay,
a
what
Fifi?
You do is you grab you a towel and you gotta tighten it up real good. But what you get is a rubber glove and then you squirt some Vaseline up in there.
Oh
no!
Nah.
You can share it with the homies because it got five finger holes, you know. So
that's smart. I used to do the sandwich bag in between the mattress and the
sandwich
box.
Sandwich bag. Where'd you get the sandwich bags, man?
From
you
my mom.
Had to go, oh, I was in juvenile hall. That's where you could do that, man. See, yeah, you had to know somebody
in
the kitchen in order to get it. Don't lie, fucker.
Who the serial
killers are and all the school shooters? You white people.
I just used my hand like an American. What the fuck is wrong?
Hey, man, I had to make some commissary
paper
money.
Bag. I used a paper bag.
You, over your head
paper?
Or?
Paper bag over my head, yeah. So I didn't want to see what I was doing.
You didn't see it coming.
Do you think that when there are realistic sex robots that people will stop fucking each other?
No, they just fuck the robot too.
Yeah. You think you just have a side
threesomes
hope?
For everybody?
Nah, bro. Mormons still exist, bro.
Yeah, you think you could have a threesome with a robot?
I mean, if you can have a twosome, you can have any some.
Have you jerked off after fucking that day?
Well, that's a different question.
Well, I'm just saying, you got the robot, then you got your lady.
Well, and here's the other
you
thing.
You want to be ready for your lady, you got to use the robot first.
You can try stuff out on the robot. You know what I mean?
You do the dirty shit to the robot. You do the
dirty shit to the robot and then bring it to the main room.
See, we care about our lovers, dude.
Yeah.
You spit in the robot.
How you feel about that, babe? You come home and you find me fucking the doll.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
I know.
I love my Cabbage Patch Kid.
The robots aren't going to say no, though, are they?
Teddy Ruxpin was my first AI experience.
I mean, what would you have to do to make the robot say no? I guess that's my question. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Dude, do you remember how mind-blowing the Furby was? Can you imagine what sex robots are to the elite right now?
Did you ever put those...
You know what people in Dubai are fucking right now?
The robots.
Did you fuck a Furby? What are you trying to say?
Yeah, that's what he said.
No, I did not say I fucked
that's
a Furby.
That's Anthony Crawford, ladies and gentlemen. You can find him on Instagram.
I did not fuck a Furby, but it watched me several
Only
times.
Only people who say they didn't fuck a Furby are people who fucked a Furby.
I'll just come right out and say it.
Are you a Furby?
I fucked a Furby. Twice.
Hey, did you ever leave those things together by themselves?
Oh, dude, they start talking
to
each other.
They fucking start talking to each other. They're like babies. They have a different language. Like babies, when you put them together, they start speaking a different language. Fuckers are conspiring against people. Yeah, it's not AI. You got to worry about babies and furries. Furbies.
That's
furries,
why
too.
You can never have it. You can never
furries
have a
good,
three-way
people.
With Furbies because they start...
They start fighting.
We gotta stop this Furby on Furby.
You imagine having two sex robots in your house, and you're like, "Yeah, I just fuck these two robots all the time." And then you come home, and they're like, "We've been talking about you."
That's what would happen.
We don't
you
like
only own one robot at a time. Only one robot at a time.
Dude, could you imagine coming home to and see that your sex robots are fucking each other?
That'll happen.
That's a party, though.
Bruh, are you mad, though? Are you mad?
When's it going to be your turn to clean the kitchen, like, Anthony?
Like, you ain't paid no electric bill. I'm keeping you charged, bitch.
Good point.
So how you feel about the AI sex?
It's like actual intelligence. Sex is bad enough.
I was about to say, you look like you fuck some ladies that are kind of robotic.
You fuck a chick on Adderall, Xanax is basically.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
All right, man. We're going to take it over to the audience now. We got some questions here.
Oh,
will
do?
AI ever be president?
Allen Iverson had a chance. No.
Hey, he fucked that off.
Yeah, he had a shot. He cut off his cornrows.
What's the difference between an AI robot and the president's just listening to everybody else right now?
It'll be the ruler, like, of everything. If it takes over, it'll be the god.
It'll be. That's what I think too. If it takes over, it's not going to be the president. It's going to be the fucking ruler. It's going to be the king.
What do you think about Kennedy? He kind of sounds like a president already. Running for president.
I couldn't listen to that motherfucker. I was like, oh, I wanted to get down, but I was like, nah, man, I can't listen to this shit.
I will go back to something you said earlier. I bet if an AI became president, it wouldn't sound like a woman.
Whoa. All right, that was a misogynistic. True.
It wasn't. That was not misogynistic. It was. Yeah. It was real. It'll be the first time it's like an actual. Wow.
These two are shining misogynistically.
I love women.
I'm just saying, man. You asked Siri to do your shit for you.
See? Yeah. I was just going off of what he said earlier.
The crazy part is,
we're riffing, motherfucker.
If AI was a president, it would just sound like Trump. It would just, if he sounded all crazy as fuck, saying the craziest shit, getting everybody's attention, everybody'd be like, what's that? He'd be like, I know how to get them in here. Listen to me, you fucking, the Mexicans are going over the border.
Mexican jokes at the beginning, but those were good. Yeah, I like those.
We're going to have robots smuggling cocaine here soon, I hope.
Oh my God, I have robots make the drugs.
Robot drugs?
That'll be clean cut.
That's how they get us.
Bro, can you imagine the weed? I'm sorry. I'm a weed dude. I'm a vegan when it comes to drugs. but can you imagine the weed
that was good.
They would grow?
I like that.
Can you imagine
the
weed that would grow? All right, we got a little sidetracked. So,
sorry.
Our next question, will AI remake the moon landing? Well, first of all, it was never a moon landing.
They did it the first time.
To the panel, will AI remake?
You were there. What happened?
I can tell you it's true, because I fucking walked on the moon, everybody. I'm Buzz Aldrin. No.
You just buzzed, motherfucker. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really good question. I mean, I believed it at the time, but now I could see where it could be fake.
You bought into it the first time around, but not now.
Yeah, I mean, I was not that old, but I believed it, yeah.
Somebody needs to do a fucking Will Smith spaghetti thing of Elon Musk landing on Mars. See, when we get to the point where that's realistic, just...
I want AI to make Will Smith slap other people.
I'm sure. Google it right now. You can make your phones AI. Make Will Smith slap other people.
I got an Android.
I do
got
too,
an iPhone.
Man. These are the ones that do it. Fuck the iPhone, man. They're under control. See, they're already slaves.
This is AI racism right here, dude.
Yeah, man. Fuck, man. But fucking goddamn Apple can suck a dick.
What set you rapping, motherfucker?
What's up?
Droids or iPhone?
You fucking robot or you white Apple?
What part you about?
Droid.
I'm iPhone all the way, man.
See, it's all the old people that got the iPhones.
I'm only 28. Hipster, man. It's just been a tough fucking run, okay?
By the way, if there's anyone here with an LG, if you could just leave. We're not doing any LGs. Okay.
Make sure which one I
have. It's Samsung.
Look at this question, man.
Okay, this is the important one for us. Can AI write jokes?
No, I tried.
Iverson sucks.
We all tried. It can't.
Okay.
I wish it could.
The other day,
did you get one?
Windows said today is AI polar bear photo day. So it said click here and ask AI to do a photo. I said do a polar bear doing stand-up comedy. It didn't give me a photo.
He tried to do stand-up comedy.
It's amazing.
This shit ain't fucking funny neither. It's like, hello, everyone. I'm a polar bear, and I'm here to make you laugh, or at least try not to eat you. You fuckers think it's funny?
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell no. See?
The fact that y'all
oh, no. I guess they can. I guess they can.
They like the opener.
Rick's got a new fucking set.
Off just then.
All right. But well, dude, I'll save this for my 15 minutes afterwards. You're going to love it.
Well, but you know, it's funny, man.
You can ask Siri or Alexa to tell you a joke.
And yeah, all the time. Yeah.
And they'll do it.
It's cheesy as fuck.
And they're garbage. They're popsicle
but
jokes.
But you giggle.
They're popsicle
you
sticks.
Still fucking giggle because you're by yourself. You're like, oh, that's all right. Oh, that was God. All right.
Well, listen, man, this is interesting
hold on,
that somebody asked that. Hold on, Nick.
Hold on, I got one. I just made one with AI.
Okay, what is it?
This is why did the five comics from why did the five comics from a band?
What?
Because their jokes were so bad, they decided to give stand up a rest and try a different kind of flop.
Wow.
Okay, that was really good
delivery, man. We need better delivery.
I told you I dropped out. I can't read very well.
Okay, man. Well, it's an interesting thing because we decided instead of writing a closing monologue just to have ChatGPT do it. So
nice. There you go.
That's how we're going to conclude this for all you folks tonight. This is written from ChatGPT. I asked them to close the show for us. Ladies and gentlemen, robots and algorithms, it's been a wild ride, hasn't it? We've laughed, we've cried, we watched Siri misinterpret our requests so many times, we're convinced she's trolling us. But here we are at the end of the journey through the circuitry and the silicon of the digital age.
What?
So here's to the future, folks. May it be filled with laughter, innovation, and just enough technical mishaps to keep us humble. And please remember when the robots do finally rise up, just tell them the password is please and thank you. Good night, everyone. And remember, don't forget to reboot your sense of humor every now and then. Cheers.
I want to kick that robot in the face.
can I try mine again? Let me try mine again.
I was going to say the same thing that just said.
Let me do this one again. It's a lot better than
all
I
right,
thought.
All right, he's going to read it correctly this time.
Why did the five comics form a band?
Oh, well, yay!
I'm dyslexic! Because their jokes were so bad, they decided to stand up. I already fucked it up.
God damn it.
You're the kid that we all got
come
pissed
on,
off
LeBron.
Romeo and Juliet.
Replace me with a robot, please.
I've got one. I asked AI to write a dad joke, and here's what it is. Hey, Dad, did you get a haircut? Fuck you, Billy.
All right, cheers, everybody. That's what AI does for comedy.